Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And today is Snap P 83.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, peas. There might be a slightly more noise. I can hear a car going past.
Yes, we are in the new pod room.
Yeah, pod room. Pod laundry.
The pod laundry.
If the cupboard gets open a smidge, you can see Omo. So, I mean, how could we be happier than to be in the same presence
as Omo? Kate has set it all up. Set up a new house. Sound engineer helped. So, yeah, we're in our new digs.
I think we'll have to make the sound a bit better, but not today.
Not today. We're happy to be here.
Baby steps today.
Yes. And I just said, oh, do I have to press record? four and a half years later, we're still
have to press
stuff.
That button. Yes. Well, originally when we started, someone else pressed it.
Yeah, that's
pressed
right.
Pressed record.
That's right. But here we are.
Yeah.
So,
this is coming out after our beautiful Julie Goodwin episode.
Yes.
I know there'll be feedback, but we record on the same day.
Oh, so. Yeah. No. I loved it. I listened again this morning halfway beautiful. Through. But she's our type of woman.
She really is our type of woman. I saw her at the Logies. I didn't watch the Logies, but I saw her and I thought, gee, she looked beautiful.
She did.
She just looked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And now she's down in Tassie. I was watching her on her stories.
Wild Instagram. She's having a holiday down there. Tassie must be getting winter because let me tell you, Australia, Melbourne is not.
Oh, my gosh. Today is beautiful.
It's 19.
I nearly put the thongs on.
Well,
but
I was thinking because Mandy, the minute
I know.
It's a hint of summer, she's
normally
like,
some
I'm
leg
gonna,
out. Yep. I don't have a thermal on.
No, I don't have a thermal on
So that is
either.
A change.
Yep. But it's. I'm sure it's not good for the environment.
Oh,
and I know
well, it's okay.
Not
I'm happy because I.
But the
oh,
sun
yeah.
coming
snow
in
people, but I
is
loathe August.
Oh, it's so
because
long
because I
and
don't
cold.
Do anything.
No,
and so I find it the worst month of the year. It's
it
like
is.
Northern Hemisphere's February.
Yes,
I've heard people complain about February before, but this out the other day, my friend came to the driveway and she said, "How are you?" I said, "I'm Augusting." Like it was August the 1st. I was flat as a tack. And she's like, what do you mean like the third month of winter? I said, yes. It was grey and ugh.
And because Melbourne gets cold in May and we love our city.
Yeah.
And I love all the things that living in a city that's cold brings.
Yeah.
Great coffee shops, amazing sport, galleries. I love it all. But by August, you're like, I've had May, June, July.
Yeah. And if you don't go anywhere, I loathe it.
Yeah,
anyway, you've heard enough about that for the last 4.5 years. So today's episode, talk to us about it, Kate.
Today's episode is completely self-indulgent and I thought we could talk about moving.
Yes.
And I thought I could acknowledge what a rectum I've been because I haven't moved for 15 years.
Yeah.
And I moved a few times before that.
Yes.
But as did you.
Yes.
You moved after me, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, just after. The twins were four.
Yeah. Yes.
It was 2009 we moved.
Yeah. I think it was, a few months then.
Yeah.
So I just didn't realise the emotional.
But you were moving from a rental to your home.
Forever home.
Yeah.
Quotation marks.
Yeah.
And I think also we were moving from a smaller place to a bigger place. So as I'd been accruing, I don't know, kids' books or Peter Rabbit collections. Yes. I knew that there was somewhere bigger that I could put them.
Yes, of course.
And now, I don't know, would this be a third of the size?
Yes, definitely a third.
And so I think I just didn't realize.
If not a quarter.
Yeah.
Your house was really big.
It was really big. And the, like my psychologist said to me, you have decision fatigue. And
yeah, I was like, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the word for it. I'm going to. I do. I can't make any more decisions about what goes to storage, what goes here, what goes to my adult children's homes. I just.
Yep. It's massive.
It's massive. So, yeah, and I think I'm completely, I can say it's just a house. It is. It's just wood and paint. It's just a house. On the other hand, all of the memories that are there. It's not just a house.
No.
And I really acknowledge the absolute privilege of living in my own home for 15 years. Mm. And I know there's lots of people listening that go, I wish that had been me. And so I've really actually struggled with that. Mm. Like, do I have the right to feel sad?
Yes.
Because I don't know. But my psychologist was like, anyone who's done the amount of change that you've done in the last year, whether it's moving house, selling a house, marriage, whatever, it's tricky. I was like, okay, good.
Well, of course it is.
I'm going to let myself feel sad about
it. Isn't that, it's on the list of all the tricky life things.
Yeah, I know.
Selling house, moving house, just that alone is on the list.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I've got a year's lease and I'm going nowhere.
Yeah. I remember moving thinking until a nursing home, I am here forever. I can't do that again. But you don't know.
You don't know.
What life throws at you. So you really, that was, it's a naive thing to think, actually.
I think we think it, like when we've given birth and we say, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah, yeah,
because at that point, you can't do it again.
Yes, that's right.
And I think that's why moving here has been like, oh, I am going to do this again.
Yes.
This is a rental, whether I can ever afford to buy or not. I'm not going to be here forever.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
So I think it's a different, you're like, oh, God, I have to do this again.
Yeah, you do.
Which, anyway, and I think as well, when you're the mum or the parent that is the emotional heavy lifter, you take everyone else's pain and responsibility and you try and shield them from it and, you know, that's their home.
Yes.
They loved it. They grew up there. They had 18th, 21st, first time the boyfriend stayed over. All these things were in that building.
Yeah.
So funnily enough, I was out the front of the house today and my next door neighbour goes, oh, are you sad? It's like, that's such a man thing.
I was about to say, was that a man? All right, sit down, Fred.
Yeah.
And let's just talk through everything. Yep. What on earth?
And then he said to me, and I was like, I don't really need to be mansplained about my life. He explained to me how I shouldn't, the rental crisis, I should feel sorry for landlords. And I'm like, right. I said, well, I don't think you've ever been a single mum trying to get a rental. So I don't really think you can. And he's like, well, you know, and I was like, no, I can't even.
Oh, no.
And then he explained to me that he built his house with the future in mind. Oh. And so I was like, okay, mate, because he's only moved in a few years.
Yeah,
he's like,
we saw the house being built.
Yeah, we did. It's on one level. I don't have carpet because that ages. And this, I was, I do not need you to explain to me how perfect your home is. Well, I've just told you that I'm sad about leaving mine. Oh, anyway, it was quite the doozy of a conversation this morning. But I asked the peas, just one little Instagram story. Tell me what it's like moving house.
Yes.
Tell me the good things, the bad things. Tell me the things that people have done. Like Mandy brought me dinner. Oh, I feel like it's like giving birth. You deserve a dinner.
Yes.
And beautiful pea friend Jenny sent me a beautiful bunch of red flowers. Yeah. And you just look at them and you go, okay, nothing's unpacked in this house.
Yes, but that looks nice. Put that in a vase. That looks good.
Yeah. Yep. So I want to hear your pea moving stories. So anyway, that's my moving. I could talk for about 3 hours about moving and nobody wants to hear that. But look, feel free to slide into my DMs and I will tell you the whole story.
Of course.
So I put a call out. Some messages will be about moving and some will just be
just be our normal snap pants, speak pipes. Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, ladies, you bring so much joy to my life.
I'm so glad.
First of all, Mandy, thank you for the donkey boot reference. Nobody likes to show off, but I was recently in the change rooms at swimming, getting my daughter changed after her swimming lessons, and out of nowhere, obviously through the very hearable through walls, my daughter just goes, oh, gee, Mum, I love your boot. I have no idea what all of the other families in the other family change rooms were thinking at the time. But, hey, I'll take a compliment whenever a compliment's coming.
Exactly. Yeah.
And since I'm in the mood for a show off, SnapP82, geez, that was a good one. Mm. Anyway, because I'm showing off, Kate, slut drops, sorry you can't do one anymore. I know you would be amazing at them if your knee just allowed
it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Since we're bragging, yes, I did do a slut drop at 29 weeks pregnant with my first child.
Wow.
It was a great context. It was a great party. Yep. I was clearly sober.
Yes.
And it was the best slut drop of my life.
Wow.
Thank you both. Love you both.
Thank you.
I think we need to acknowledge, because I have moved past this era in my life, getting kids changed after swimming.
Oh.
I think that's some of the most stressful times.
Really?
You're hot.
Yep.
You might be getting changed yourself because you've had to be in the pool. You are definitely sweating down your boob and bum crack.
It makes me want to cry, actually. I know. It's just such a horrendous time of life.
So hard.
I'm so glad. I don't have to do it anymore.
I'm so glad. And so if you are listening to this on the way to swimming, Mandy and I, we bloody see you.
Yeah, or hydrotherapy or anything like that, because I had to take the girls to hydrotherapy and then I had to get in the pool as well, and I just was so enraged that I had to get in as well.
Pools are so slippery.
And then put AFOs back on and just, oh, my gosh, and then hair, and then we got warts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got warts all from the private school pool. Oh. I'll never forget that. Oh. I was like, oh, now we got warts.
Yeah, good, great. And trying to – thongs are slippery.
Yep.
So if you live in America, I'm not talking about G-strings. Yeah. I'm talking about flip-flops or whatever you call them. And you got to wear them so you don't get warts or tinea.
Yep.
But you fall over, get into the pool. Anyway, I think if
– horrendous.
If I won Powerball, you know, and I was younger, I would just have a swimming – four people come to help me.
Yeah. I've seen lots of peas have people, if they had a pool, they have the instructors come to them. Yeah.
It's hard.
So hard.
Viv talked about that.
Yeah, she did. Yes. That's right. Yeah.
I think we
just gave up in the end.
Oh, yeah.
It was just hard. Yeah. And then I'm like, do we shower here? Do we shower at home? Do we?
And then you're like, I just want to put them in a towel, but it's 4 degrees. Is that child abuse?
You've got a baby in the pram. Like, I was just a wreck.
Absolute wreck. I feel like it's, you block it out.
Yeah,
it's like
you
moving.
Block it out.
Like, I can't think about this anymore.
Yes.
So if you're in that world, which I know
last night we
are,
didn't have anything on after school. We had basketball at 7:30, but there was this time. And normally that time of night, I'm peak Mandying.
Yes.
I'm driving, I'm ferrying. And I thought, what is this? Like, everything's quiet and organized.
Yeah, it's weird.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Because I'm just used to being on high alert for 18 years.
Yes. You get a glimpse.
Yes. I got a glimpse and I thought, wow, could this be true?
No, got to basketball.
No, that's right. Off we went. Yeah.
Hi, Kate. It's Eden here.
Hi.
I'm just ringing about your Instagram story. And I thought I'd tell you about when we moved. Unfortunately, it wasn't to a smaller house, so I can't really relate with you there, but we live on a farm, so we chucked as much as we possibly could on the back of a truck and strapped it all down. I didn't even take the drawers out of the chest drawers.
Awesome.
And now I really wish I did, because I can still hear the bloody grit in the runners of them every time we open them.
Oh, dirt.
Also, packing up our old house, just going about our business, and a sheep came in. it was a bit of a shit show, but we got there in the end, and you will too.
Sheep shit.
Keep going.
I haven't had any sheep in the house, so I think.
You have lots of animals.
Yes.
They had to move as well.
Yes, we did have to move animals, and I have beloved chickens who I think everyone knows, and one of my, the sound engineer's best friend when he started school, his mum and I have stayed really good friends. She's a legend of a human. And her daughter, who I think had her 21st high tea.
Oh, gorgeous.
At my old house. She said, I will take your chickens. They don't lay. I think one might lay again after winter, but maybe not. What did one of my friends say? They're henopausal.
Henopausal.
She went on Facebook Marketplace, got a free a little tiny chicken coop. Not little tiny, just there was only two of them.
Yep.
Fox proofed it, just came and got them and gave them, and she's got like a little 3-year-old.
Oh, that's special.
I'm like, that was just benefit to her.
No.
So
that's lovely.
I felt like, oh, such good people.
Yes.
And so my chickens have got a whole new.
Great.
But it will not be my last chickens.
No.
I tell you what, I'm so used to putting them into bed at dusk that I have this anxiety every day.
Yes, of course.
Are the chickens locked up?
Yeah.
We don't have chickens.
Yeah.
But I can't. I'm sure I will eventually.
Yeah, you'll move there.
Yes.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Nikki from Adelaide.
Hi, Nikki.
Thought I'd share my moving story with you, Kate, in solidarity.
Thank you.
Mine's about an interesting one. So my twins were a year and a bit old, and we'd come from Sydney to Adelaide during COVID.
You win.
I got a redundancy package, so I decided, well, it's time to stay in Adelaide. So we couldn't really travel at that time. So I had a friend go and sort through all of my belongings in my unit in Sydney.
Wow.
We spent a full day on a Zoom chat video, going through all of my items, and she marked up every single item for me of whether I wanted to keep it,
sell it, or donate it. Wow.
And so that took a full day. And then from there, I hired a company to come in and box it all up. Then my dad and my brother-in-law, when borders opened, made a mad dash with a rental truck from Adelaide to Sydney. Drove there in one day.
Wow.
Packed up all of my boxes and furniture that I was bringing back, which wasn't much because I got rid of most of it to keep things light, and brought it back and made it back there and back within 3 days.
It was absolutely crazy.
So that's my moving story.
That's a ripper.
Makes everything so much harder.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for everything. And keep up the great work, guys, and I hope the move goes smoothly, Kate.
Yeah. I actually think the move itself,
I think it has been smooth from the outside.
So my beautiful, beautiful work boys, if you've been listening for a while, you'll know who they are. Someone said to me the other day, what's a work boy? And I was like, oh, okay. You have to go back and listen to all 300 episodes and then you'll understand. But when I used to work, these were uni students who came and worked with me. They now all have full-time jobs. They're all big grown-up men.
Yes.
They all gave up their time.
Awesome.
They helped me tidy the house, and then they helped me move. One would be like, I've got 2 hours before soccer, or I've got, you know, so we just had this rotating.
Yep. Awesome.
And they, that's what we used to do. We used to move furniture.
That's
so
right.
They moved me in here.
Yes.
I did not pay them because I had no money.
No.
And I was like, the generosity of strangers, not strangers, the generosity of my old work boys enabled me to live in this house. And we pretty much moved in a day.
You did.
Know, like the other house is still got a little bit of stuff to get rid of.
Yeah.
But they made the bed. I was like, we have to have
the
beds. Yeah, we're in. And it's a really cozy house. I really like it.
It is. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really, she set it up gorgeously, as you can imagine.
I really like it.
Yep.
I'm very happy here. And it takes about 5 minutes to vacuum downstairs, which I haven't had for a long time.
No,
so I'm whizzing around with that
amazing
Dyson. So yeah, but anyway, moving in COVID, I think all those things that even at the time we'd hear them and then think, how are people doing this?
Oh no, that's right. People moving countries.
Yes, and people, you can't go and choose which undies you want. You're having to ask your best friend.
Oh boy.
Like, it was a strange time.
Yep.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
I wonder if this is P friend
Bryony. Oh, I was wondering.
Bryony, yeah.
Hi, Mandy. Hi, Kate. Yes. Hi, Peas. It's P moderator Bryony.
Yes.
P moderator
Bryony. I just wanted to give you all a little update. Twin 2 has legally changed his name and his gender marker.
Yes.
So he has a whole new birth certificate and started testosterone a few weeks ago.
Right.
So it's been a long, you know, three plus years yes. on wait lists and appointments, etc. But we're finally here and he's living his best life, yes. which is amazing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share a moving story with you all since Kate's requested them.
Thank you.
A few years ago, packed up all my stuff, all my bedside table things, you know, underwear, bras, socks. I put in one of those, you know, red and white stripy bags.
Yes, the netball bags. Yep.
And the removalist picks up the bag and he says to me, oh, are there kids' toys in here? And I was like, no, that's just my clothing. And then the penny dropped and there was a toy in there and it was buzzing. So I played dumb and I was like, oh, I'll just double check and see maybe the kids have put something in there.
Oh, no.
And swiftly remove the batteries. So handy tip for anyone moving, remove batteries from any toys to avoid embarrassment. I think he knew, but we just ignored it and kept moving. So, yeah, always fun times in my house.
Yes.
Hope you enjoyed that story.
We did.
And, Kate, eventually it'll feel like home and life will start to get a bit better.
Yeah,
miss you guys heaps. Yeah, bye.
See you, Bryony.
Thank you. Oh, that's Bryony, a great moving story.
That's a great moving story. I tell you what, Bryony is the queen of moving.
She is.
She absolutely does not carry on like I've carried on. She gets in and does it. When I used to have my truck, I helped her move once or twice. One of my work boys smashed her whole dining table.
Yep.
She never said anything. She never complained. And she just gets on and does it. That woman, you are a legend, Bryony. Yes. You are a solo parent and
been doing this for a long time.
Beautiful shift worker, nurse, and she never complains. No. Can you just complain once or twice and make us feel better about ourselves? All right. Thank you, Bryony, and we liked hearing your update.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's Georgia here.
Hi, Georgia.
I'm a long-time lurker, first-time speak piper.
Oh, they're addictive.
And look, I'm crowning myself as a pea nut.
Ooh, okay.
I'm sure I heard someone call themselves this on one of the episodes once.
Maybe.
But if not, I'll just happily claim the creation of that
one.
Sure. So although I don't have children with additional needs myself, I do myself, though, have bipolar disorder.
Right.
And I've always found so many aspects of what you discuss so relatable as someone with a mental health condition.
Right.
You know, just the not-so-great experiences with specialists.
Yes.
And in a hospital setting especially, a lot of it rings really true with my experiences.
Mm.
And even as my own kids grow older and I wonder what caring responsibilities I may have.
Yes.
You know, bipolar is a very genetic disorder. Yep. I have many members of my extended family with it. And I do often wonder how it might affect my boys in the future, as a typical onset is in your 20s.
Right.
Look, for people that don't know, bipolar, it causes extreme mood swings. That includes emotional highs, mania, or lows, depression.
Yes.
Speaking of mania, I do believe I did send you a little Instagram DM, a little video at Christmas time. Look, I believe I was a little bit manic at the time, and I believe I was dressed as a star in the video.
Yes, yes, it was a great video.
You very kindly replied. But look, apologies for that one.
No,
that's the joys of bipolar, I guess.
No, I'm fine. All for Christmas dress-ups.
Look, you guys have also been the friends in my ears I needed, especially after having my third son.
Right.
So I'm a mum of three boys, and because of the bipolar, I experienced mania and postnatal psychosis following childbirth. So, boy, there are some stories there. But basically, I've always given birth in a hospital that has a mother baby attached.
Good idea.
So I can give birth, they can sedate me and wheel me over to the psych ward.
Right. Wow.
Anyway, Roman, my little lockdown baby, threw us a few curveballs when he was born. He had a breathing episode the night he was born and had to go into the special care nursery.
That's scary.
And for the next 10 days, they were sort of quite concerned because he was quite floppy and drowsy and he couldn't finish his feeds and he had to be tube fed and he had like a breathing monitor on him because of the breathing episode. Anyway, I feel like this seems like a very small thing to go through compared to what some of your beautiful listeners have gone through. But to have postnatal psychosis in the psych, be in the psych ward, have
a
sick baby who's in the special care nursery and through lockdown, it was pretty shit. Anyway, and there were many rectum comments in the hospital, but I think my favourite was when I was finally allowed to take Roman out of the special care nursery to my room. You know, so what do you do when you're finally allowed to have your baby in your room? You breastfeed them.
Of course.
Anyway, this battle axe of a midwife barging in, no, what are you doing? And I was like, what? And no one had told me that Roman still had to be fed in the special care nursery. That was the thing.
Oh, right.
So they could, you know, monitor his feeds. But
got it.
No one had told me that. And what she said to me was, she goes, actually, he's ours. And I was like, oh, lady, my vagina begs to differ. Anyway, what she meant was that he's still a patient. Anyway, that was one of many comments. Anyway, what I wanted to say was that the beautiful community that you've built, your amazing, raw and honest and funny podcast, it's actually inspired me to create an Instagram page where I finally talk about my bipolar.
Right.
So I'm the crazy lazy lady on Instagram.
Oh, I'm going to find
And also my friend Amanda and I, she has depression. We've also started our own podcast talking about our lived experiences of mental illness.
Great.
It's called Going Loco because you don't have to go loco alone, and we've released one episode. Anyway, I don't know, I just find you ladies so inspiring, and look, big love to you and keep up the amazing work. Thanks, ladies.
Oh, Georgia, congratulations.
What an amazing message.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day, because I went out for dinner with people I don't know very well, and there were comments flying back and forth, and I thought, oh, I forgot that people think like this because I live in a bubble in so many ways.
Yes, same.
And I thought, do you know who loves our podcast and who you and I are friends with? It's everyone that's been othered.
Yes.
That is literally it.
I know.
That's all the people.
That's right.
So when I meet people who haven't, you know, I'm
it's
like,
I
just find myself unable to speak.
Yeah.
Which is very rare for me, as anyone listening here would know.
Yes.
So I love that our community is all of those people, because I think if we ran into any of them, we'd be friends.
Yes,
because
we're of course.
Yes, people have treated us like that.
Oh, I love peas in the wild.
Rectum comments left, right and centre.
The greatest.
And, so I can't wait to find – what you need to do, Georgia, is – message the 2P's Instagram
again with a dress up,
because obviously in a dress up, and just tell me your links to everything.
Yes,
and then
we will share it. Going Loco, is that the name of the podcast?
So we've already forgotten, so please send it to us, because we are mediocre, and Tanya's still doing nothing, absolutely nothing.
Tanya bloody got her act together, she would already have this documented.
It'll be in the show notes, but it won't be because Tanya hasn't done it. So anyway, Peace, before we finish.
Should we do our laugh, cry, make a difference?
Yes. Well, before we get into that, I just wanted to say that beautiful Yasmin, our beautiful P, gave Mandy and I some beautiful certificates and chocolates.
You.
And she gave me, you know, the biscuits with a little bit of dip in them. What are they called?
Little snacks.
Yes. Oh. I have been loving myself sick. Oh. I'm like, I'm going to have a little snack after
and
school.
And the dry shampoo.
The dry shampoo.
The coloured dry shampoo, because that chocolate. Was in the 2P's. In the hangout, we were talking about dry shampoo, and I've had some terrible experiences with Molly with the dry shampoo. And I didn't know you could get it for dark coloured hair because she hates the white.
So
thank you, Yasmin.
Yes, so you're
brilliant.
A legend. You're kind.
Thank
and we
you.
Love you.
Thank
and
you,
the
thank
other
you.
Thing that is really sad and actually was something that made me cry is that our beautiful P. Lou, Lou Cushell, who we had on the podcast, we've shared her episode in the hangout, and I think someone shared it on the Facebook page, who was an absolute warrior of a human, like well beyond the capabilities of you and I for lobbying governments and bringing out actual change.
Yes.
She passed away after not a very long battle with actually, I don't like the word battle, because you can't battle something like that. Just she passed away with cancer.
Yes.
And she has young, you know, family, and it's hideous and
cruel and unfair.
So unfair.
She was vibrant. She was passionate. She was a doer.
Life. She just That's right. really, you know.
Yeah, and she was a huge advocate.
But more than that, she was a mum and a wife, and she loved her husband.
Of course. You know, those people that
great marriages and really, really, really cruel. And I know loads of peas loved her, and I know she would send write you an email that you could send to your school. Mm. And she was, she'll be sorely, she had her podcast. Missed. She did have her podcast, Square Peg Round Hole. So, yeah, I miss her, and I can't quite fathom that she's gone and that life can be that cruel.
Mm.
So, yes, I really wanted to mention her today. Mm. What else has made you cry, Amanda Jose?
This is nothing in the scheme of life and death, of course. I was driving somewhere, I think to Eastland, and my engine light came on in the car. Oh, and I was terrifying. Like, oh, no.
Terrifying.
So I just drove straight to the My Car dudes. And I said, I think it's the oil light. And he's like, that's not the oil light, that's the engine light. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I went into Eastland and I just went into the toilets because I just was sobbing.
Oh, because it's terrifying. Because I just is thought, this 5,000? Is it 200? Is it a new car?
It was just,
you just don't know.
One of those weeks. I was just like, I just can't do this as well. And I thought the only place I can hide is the toilets at Eastland.
Yep. Yep.
And I just stayed there for ages and I was just, you know, really having a big quiet cry.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I went down there and then I said, look, I have to go.
You had things on that she absolutely couldn't not drive for.
Yeah. And so I've just got to go and I've got to sort out how the hell I'm going to move on from this. And he's like, oh, no, we've nearly fixed it. It was just like a loose wire in the back of your light. And I was like, what?
That never happens either.
Never.
Never the best case scenario.
And so he's like, oh, it's just about fixed. So I was like, okay. I have, you don't know that I was just in the toilet.
Range of emotions.
I have gone to despair.
I've had to use horrible toilet paper as a tissue.
I'm scared I'm going to bump into someone.
Yes, with a red blotchy face. I look
horrendous.
Yes.
And here I am and now it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So off I went. It was just such a silly big cry. But anyway, that's it. That's nothing. Yeah. What about you make a difference?
Well, my make a difference this week is that all the love that people have given me, all my work boys, you know, just I've had a lot of, you know, like who gets this photo? Does my ex-husband get it or do I get it? Like weird decisions that you don't really think about when you're deciding to break up a marriage. Like there's all these other little things. Yes,
tiny.
And just people sending me a funny TikTok, like there's a P. Leah, she'll just send me a funny TikTok. You're like, that's what I just need today, you know? Doesn't all have to be, like I'm really into pockets of joy at the moment.
You have to find them.
And so, that's my make a difference. And the other thing was, and this is like, for me, one of the most profound things I've heard, but other people probably won't think it is, but I was talking to my therapist and I was saying, I feel out of control. I feel powerless about my money and I feel myself spiral. I can feel it happening. And I said, and I'm going back to when the twins were tiny and I was out of control and I did my day in 15-minute blocks and I'm just back there.
Mm.
And she said, okay. She said, if you could go back and sit with that Kate, what energy would you give her? Mm. And I was just howling. Mm. And I thought, what would I give her? Because she said, You are her. You did that and you're doing this.
Mm.
And I said, I would tell her that she's going to do it and it's going to be okay. And she's like, you have to give yourself that today as well. And I was like, I don't know why.
You're doing it.
Yeah, I don't know why it hit me, but that's a big make a difference that sometimes someone says the right thing at the right time.
Definitely. And that's what you're paying them for.
That is
thank God. So, you know, when they give you a doozy and you go, okay, well, that was worth it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah. So it was good.
And I think it's scary to think about going back to that Kate.
Yes. Oh, it is.
It's scary to me to go back to that Mandy. Yep. So when you're back in it.
Yep. She said,
because you think you passed that.
Yes. But then, you know, something triggers life. You.
Yes. You of course. We're straight back. We're
always there. Yeah.
Yes. So, of course.
Yeah. But it was nice to be seen.
Yeah.
And what's your make a difference?
Oh, mine has just been we've been loving the World Cup soccer.
Oh, yes. The Matildas.
We're just cheering. I was screaming the other night when they won.
Look at the ratings. Oh, look at all the people going. Best.
And I've been really thinking because when the girls were little, I really pulled out of watching any sport.
Yes.
I hated people that had everyday bodies that could achieve things.
Yes.
I felt so enraged that my girls were never going to have bodies that could move like that. And so I think what I've realized is I like women's sport.
Yep.
I like para sport. Yep. And I like Special Olympics sport. And that's it.
Yeah, that's three things.
Actually, I really love sport.
Yep.
So I cut it out
Yep.
for so many years. And
I've seen lots of people saying, oh, I It's not that I didn't like sport. I just didn't like watching men all the time.
I just don't.
And I don't mean that in a anti-man way. No. I just mean if you've grown up your whole life and never seen a woman play sport. Like when I go to the women's Ashes or the women's cricket, I'm like,
Or the netball.
Yes.
And I'm like, I play that game.
Yeah.
I know how to play that game. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
So it's just been so exciting. We went to the friendly game against France and it was just so exciting and I just loved it. I thought it's given me back my love of sport.
Yeah, I think it's given lots of women back their love of sport.
Yes, I think it really has.
Well,
it really
has. Coup to have the World Cup in your country.
Oh my gosh, it's just like, so exciting.
Incredible.
So, and I was watching South Africa versus Italy last night because I bought Optus just for that month and then I'm going to get rid of it. please, you can watch all the games.
Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing, been terrific. Amazing. Anyway, and Outlander season 7.
And of female commentary. To say.
Yes, female commentary.
Good female commentary.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Outlander, of course.
Yes, of course. But, you know. Anyway, what about your laugh?
Oh, so my laugh was I picked Buzz and Woody up and we were driving somewhere and we drove past this house and the entire front fence was covered in alfoil.
Wow.
Covered.
Wow.
Right? I know. And we all just were like so taken aback. And then the house next door had like a Jim's mowing out the front and Buzz just said, oh, that's Jim's alien removal.
It is.
And we just laugh for ages. Oh. I'm like, why was that fence covered in alfoil?
Why?
I know. Someone will tell me it's to get rid of something, but it was just.
Wow.
I was like, that is expensive too.
Yes.
That is a lot of alfoil you've put on there. Anyway, I've laughed for a long time at Jim's alien.
Well, that is something to laugh at.
What about you?
I've laughed at two things. I listened to Bang On podcast and Miff was talking about this podcast called Who Shat on the Floor at My Wedding.
I've heard a lot
so
about
I've
this.
Listened to a couple of episodes. It's
very
funny. Yeah, it's funny. And the other thing was that I did do a speak pipe into Outlander cast with Mary and Blake and I put it into the hangout, but I was crying with laughter about that, sobbing in the car.
It was so funny, Mandy.
It was just silly but so funny. It made me laugh all day and I just want you to know that I do speak pipes.
Yes.
And if you're into Outlander, then Mary and Blake were just like, they didn't
Australia,
know what we were talking, what I was talking
we
about.
We call them foreheads. Some people call them foreheads.
She's talking about a forehead? And then I said, because Jamie Fraser had at least like fake wrinkles.
Oh, deep
and
rivets.
And so I said about they need Claire to get some Botox out of frogs. And they were like, what are they talking about, frogs and Botox? And I was like, you don't know that I know all about Botox.
Yes, it was very,
anyway,
very funny.
I laughed all day
it
about that.
It was so good.
It was so funny.
Mandy, she doesn't just make us have the one
star
speak pipes. She makes every. She does it herself. She lives. She practices what she preaches.
I do. I want you to know that.
She's
I love it.
Evangelist.
And I love
speak
making
pipes.
Blake laugh. And I've messaged him over the years. And he is like a kindred spirit.
Yes.
You can really cack your pants with him.
Which is a phrase I haven't heard since 1987.
Well, there you go. Anyway, we
all
must
right,
go.
We must. We will see you at some point. Who knows when we release episodes.
Yep,
but we'll be back on Thursday.
Yep. Okay, see you. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.